Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is my sorry for 2004, and I ain't gonna mess them no more this year. Yo, that song was straight fire, and I'm telling you, men out there, if you've been doing your girl wrong, she should have left you, but if she didn't leave you, man, make up for it on Valentine's Day. This is not even going to be a long episode today. I'm literally just telling people that, like, Valentine's is dead. Listen, if you got a fella out there that want to treat you right, ladies, let him do what he want to do for you on Valentine's Day. Now, I'm going to talk about them cheating dudes or them players, or if you a side chick. I'm talking about literally if a fella wants to send you some flowers, whether it be work, whether it be home, whether it be at the doctor's or the dentist. Like, accept the gifts, man. There's people out there. If you have an admirer, and you don't want that admirer to look out for you or do for you, just stop, please. Because there's people out there that are like, if I only had someone that cared. I've seen so much depressed messages today on Facebook about Valentine's. Like, oh, another day alone. Whatever. Like, this is my life. Hashtag single forever, because it's about me and getting myself right, whatever. Well, if that's the way you like it, then hey, but why are you writing about it? If that's the way you feel, like, when I write something, that's the way I feel at the moment. So why are you writing it? And if that's the way you feel, why are you writing that? You wrote that last year, baby girl. Stop writing that stuff. Listen, there's men that want to treat y'all right. Sometimes y'all don't want to accept the right men, or y'all looking for the, you know, I mean, you ain't getting into that. Y'all looking for that dude to come and sweep you off your feet instead of focusing on the dude that's trying to give you the gift and look out for his girl, man. I'm telling you, man. Listen, fellas, if you don't have a female and you are one of the men that really want that girl and you're like, dang, man, I'm so lonely, trust me, it's okay. Enjoy that single life, bruh. Because once you get married, unless it's on Valentine's Day, unless you get married, Valentine's Day become obsolete. It's just a day to get another gift, another day to give a female another item. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mother's Day, my wife's a mother. If you ain't a mother, I could see Valentine's Day being real important, because Valentine's Day to a single mom, you know what I'm saying? She ain't, you know, I mean, not a single mom, Valentine's Day to a single lady, you know, that's her, you know, her day. Then Mother's Day is Mother's Day. So if your significant other has a kid, you got a baby mama, like I got a baby mama, a wife, and me and my wife, I hook her up for Valentine's. I bought her a box of chocolates. Flowers are played out. I know a lot of y'all, if only he got me a flower. Honestly, you know you letting that flower die. If you black, you don't let the flower live. You ain't got time to keep watering that thing every day. I ain't never heard of someone taking care of flower longer than 7 days. If you did, I give you all the credit. You must be a florist, got a green thumb, something. But let's be real. No one want no flowers. I like that new thing going on. People are giving out these flower bouquets, but instead of flowers being in it, it's like chicken wings in them and meat in them and stuff. Like, that to me is cool because it's different. I try to be different. You know what I'm saying? That's the goal. But when it comes to Valentine's Day, fellas, ladies, if you are single and you want someone to spend time with you, or you have someone in mind and they don't want to spend time with you, then, hey, enjoy your life. Go do what you got to do. Go get you a massage. Get your bunions done. Get your shoulders. Get your back cracked. Do what you got to do. Go get you a haircut if you a guy. Get your feet done, man. Get your back. Get your, hey, long as a man ain't massaging you, because I ain't, Hey, last time I got a massage from a Chinese lady, she was diesel. She was my size. And me and my wife went in. There was two of them. One was nice, skinny, and innocent. And she was talking like, hi, do you want a massage? I was like, oh, okay, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, I want the nice, pearly gate hands. Then all of a sudden, I hear, me and my wife have our face down in the massage, what do you call them? The massage table. And you can't see, like, unless you lift your head up. So all of a sudden, I hear the nice little Asian lady, she's like, and she's talking to my wife. I'm like, okay, that's what's up, you know. Then I hear, I was like, oh no, don't give me that girl, don't do that. So I was trying to sneak my head up a little bit, but then all of a sudden when I see my head up, I feel my shoulders go push down against them. I was like, oh, I actually did the, oh. And it was the manly diesel girl. Like, she was strong. She was strong. And let me tell you, she cracked my back. She cracked everything in my back. I crack everyone's back. Like, people come to me because, like, I'm not a massage masseuse or nothing, but I know how to crack backs because when I was in boxing, we learned how to do it to get our back in shape before the rounds. I don't have no one that can crack my back. So me being able to get my back cracked alone, having a good time with me and my wife, I mean, and we had a good time. If you do that alone, it's going to be, I'm telling you, it is heaven on earth. Remember Rush Hour 2 when they went to the massage parlor and Chris Tucker was like, where we at? And then Jackie Chan said, we at heaven on earth. And then Chris Tucker's like, heaven on earth? Yo, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like that massage, man. It feels so good. Get your feet soaked, you know what I'm saying? Get your feet cleaned if you got horrible feet, like some people I know do. Get groomed up, you know what I'm saying? Just do something for yourself. If you are single out there, ladies and fellas, enjoy yourself. You don't have to go on, just go on Facebook, say Happy Valentine's to everyone. Don't get depressed. Don't be down because you don't have a Valentine. Who cares? It's just a day. The worst thing I say is, what if you get a Valentine and then that day you guys are having a good time, and then right after Valentine's ends, you guys no longer have any type of bond. You sit here with your hand up. It's like going for a high five and not getting one. It's like, ha ha, that was great. You lift your hand up and there's no one there to slap it. So it's like, you don't want a temporary Valentine date or none of that. Listen, enjoy yourselves and marry people. You better tear that. I'm telling you right now, that you better tear that up. I'll tell you what I do. I know what I'm about to hear about. But you better tear that up. I'm telling you right now, man, get on that. Don't leave your girl. I don't care if she gets out of work at 5 in the morning. Hey, Valentine's Day's today, 5 in the morning. It's a different time, a different day. No, it ain't. Not today. We going to rewind tonight. Better rewind time like you daggone. Who that guy named? Who that guy named that rewind time? Y'all would have known him. He's from an anime. My boy from Black Clover. Y'all better rewind time. Yes, I'm an anime fan. Rewind time and dine. You had to make up that time. But rewind. And if you ain't married and you guys are like talking or you guys are dating, the day you go out on the date, make it the best date you ever had. Make that date, let that be your make or break day. Let it be your day. You go out and you like, this girl gonna know me today. Or you go out, this guy gonna know me today. Make it known. Hey, build that chemistry. You gotta start somewhere. I'm telling you, too many single people out here crying. So if you got a chance with anybody, you better thank God for it, because there's people out here crying and hitting depression and about to go take some Xanax and Anthrax and Tamiflu and amoxicillin and Latuda and Gelnax, whatever they call it. Listen. Go have a good time on Valentine's Day. That's my moral of this story. I just wanted to give you guys a nice laugh for today. But if you are married, tear that. And if you are single, just relax. Just relax and chill. You've been through this before. Just relax and chill. If you are dating someone or you are talking to someone, get to know that person more. It's Valentine's Day. It's the time of love, baby. It's the time of love. And Valentine's Day don't have to be on Valentine's Day. Whatever you want to celebrate it, but it has to be in the same week. Don't be talking about next week, I got you, baby. Nah, it got to be in this week. And, yeah, that's all I got to say. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Don't overlook it. Don't underlook it. Just enjoy it for what it is. Doesn't, if you're single and you're thinking, like, you don't have to go out being single and, like, try to match up with the people that aren't single. I mean, the people that are married and people that aren't single, people that are married and people that are couples, people that are dating and people that engage, you don't have to match up with that. Just say, I'm having a good time. That's it. That's it. Focus on yourselves out in these streets. That's all you got to do. Listen, it's Valentine's Day. Spread the love. Thank you guys for listening. Short episode today. I did one with my sister yesterday about her marriage, and guess what happened? It did not post on here. And I am so upset about it, but I am learning my lesson, because it's happened with me and my wife 3 times. And it's happened with me and my sister yesterday. So, we shall see. God bless all y'all. I will be coming out with a new episode this week. Hopefully with my sister. And check out my last episode, going from an atheist to a believer. Peace out, my people. Love y'all. Enjoy your day. One.